Oh, you like me now? You may not have to like everything I say, but I hope you sure like me. I try to be every day. Your friendly lawyer lady and economist right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's jump in. I'm talking about the Alien Enemies Act for the first portion of the show today. I'm going to try to get to all of the texters. Lots of stuff coming in. The next topic is going to be the January 6th pardons. So be patient with me, but I want to start here for an important reason. It connects up with the January 6th pardons. So bear with me, y'all. You know, there's always a through line when I'm talking about all this stuff on this show because all of this stuff connects up. It really does. The January 6th pardons absolutely have something to do with Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act, which absolutely has something to do with him saying that he can just, you know, sign his name to a piece of paper and there goes a constitutional right, i.e. birthright citizenship. So the Alien Enemies Act is a wartime authority that allows the President of the United States through his executive branch agencies to detain or deport the natives, this word is important, more on that in a moment, the natives and citizens of an enemy nation. So what does that mean in practice? Well, it allows federal law enforcement, as directed by the president, to target immigrants, regardless of their citizenship status, in many cases, without a hearing, based only on their country of birth or their citizenship status. So even some, the reason that the word natives is important is because even someone who has renounced their citizenship with an enemy nation, they can still be targeted simply based on the fact that they were born or were formerly a citizen of a, quote, enemy nation. Now, it was enacted way back when to prevent foreign espionage and sabotage in wartime. But it has been wielded against immigrants who have done nothing wrong, who have committed no crime, nor evinced any disloyalty to America, and who are lawfully present, in the United States. So again, someone who is lawfully present in the United States, not a, quote, illegal, which is a terrible term, but someone who is lawfully here in the United States can effectively be rounded up and detained without hearing for as long as the federal government wants.
That's crazy.
Right. Okay. So when has this been invoked? It's been invoked three times in our nation's history. First, during the War of 1812, secondly, during World War I, and thirdly, during World War II. And in World Wars I and II, it was the animating law behind the detentions and expulsions and restrictions that were put in place involving, is anybody here from Wisconsin German? If you're listening, anybody German, of German ancestry? Yeah, it was used to target people of German, Austro-Hungarian, Japanese, and Italian heritage. How many of you listening right now had German grandparents or great-grandparents? And how many of them stopped speaking German? How many children of immigrants, citizens of this country under the 14th Amendment, know that their parents had stopped speaking their native language because they were afraid of being targeted? This is what the Alien Enemies Act has enabled in our country's history. It is most well known for its use during World War II to create Japanese internment camps right here in the United States. Excuse me, guys. Little frog in my throat. It happens sometimes. I just talk too much and frog in my throat. But if you're a young person, perhaps, and you've never heard of American Japanese internment camps, please take a minute and Google. By the way, of course, that shameful part of U.S. history, the U.S. justice system has apologized for it formally. The U.S. Congress has apologized for it formally, as have U.S. presidents. But it would not have been possible but for the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. So what are the conditions under which a president may invoke the Alien Enemies Act? There's two times. One, there has to be a declared war. Only Congress may declare war. Last time I checked, Congress has not declared war on Mexico, Venezuela, Guatemala, etc. The second one is when a foreign government threatens or otherwise undertakes a, quote, invasion or, quote, predatory incursion against U.S. territory. In that circumstance, the president doesn't need Congress. Okay, so that would be the prong under which Donald Trump is proposing to move forward. Because the president has the inherent authority to repel these kinds of sudden incursions or attacks on our territory. Okay, so the question then becomes, well, what does invasion and, quote, predatory incursion actually mean? Does it mean literally, or does it mean what Donald Trump and others say when they're referring to migrants? The historical context of the Alien Enemies Act and even its obnoxious use in World War II all indicate that these terms are meant to be taken literally, that these are war power related terms. So we're going to pick right back up here in just a moment. We're going to take a little breath. I'm going to tell you what this means today, how its application today could lead to an erosion of your rights and your family's rights, even if you are a citizen. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady and economist and political commentator. You can find right here on the Civic Media Radio Network every Monday through Friday. We'll be back with more after your farm update. Keep it locked.